This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Conclusion that I've come to in this lockdown that you might think is completely crazy. Tell me if you think so. Every one of us is like a melody. Every human is like a melody, so that we are so unique because there is no melody the same.
I was just going to say, Marina, I'd be very interested to know what Stu's melody is.
I was zipping my tongue, right, because I was going to be nice. I wasn't going to say anything because I had some things going through my head about you, Colin.
I particularly liked the kind of view from above. It looked like a maypole, maybe.
My dad actually built that maypole.
Is it in your back garden? Like most people, watching line, have you got a maypole?
No.
Expanding horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. We're super glad you've joined us. It's Saturday, it's 3 p.m. and I'm here. My name's Stu and Colin's here as well. How's it going, Colin?
Great, Stu.
Yep.
Enjoying that sunshine.
Yeah, it's been a...
Unless you're listening after dark on a Thursday.
That's right. It's been a nice morning after an indifferent evening.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was quite blowy last night, wasn't it?
It was, but this is not the weather report.
No, that's right. I'll leave that to the experts.
Yeah. It's my wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, really?
I'll give a shout out to my wife who's not listening.
He's glad you leave the house every Saturday so she can get stuff done without right. You interfering.
That's right, 27 years.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah.
Good job, Stu.
Oh, thanks.
I thought you were about 30, so.
I know. We went out to lunch at Teferimi to CBK, which was nice.
Oh, right.
Hadn't been there before, so that was good.
CBK.
Craft Beer and Kitchen, I think it
is. Oh, wow. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It's nice to go somewhere different. It was good.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, talking about different, last week on the show.
Laura May.
Laura May. Yeah,
she's quite different as our Laura May. She was awesome, right?
Yeah, she was good. Heaps of fun.
She was great. Fun. And if you want to listen to that.
Yep, plainsfm.org.nz. Look for Expanding Horizons. You'll find out that show there. All our other shows there, well, most of them anyway. You can also check us out on Facebook. Again, look for Expanding Horizons. There'll be links to our shows, photographs of people who've been on the show. Other stuff on there.
All that stuff you don't want to know about.
All that stuff. Not a lot about what's coming up, but we've got lots of things planned over the Christmas break, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. That's right.
Lots of good music. Yeah, lots of good music as usual. You can also check us out on the Access Radio app as well. Yeah. And other Access Radio shows up and down Aotearoa.
And because there is about 6 degrees of separation in New Zealand, today's guest, Elskin Fly, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you in here. And then we were talking about Laura May, and you were like, oh, I stayed with her at some point.
Yes, I did, down in Gore.
Yeah.
Country music, yeah.
Yeah, so the old music world and the country music world is possibly even smaller, right? Mm. So that was interesting that...
Stayed with her and survived.
Yeah, and survived the craziness. And she probably didn't have the COVID fan in those days, but she's got one. She's got it now, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, enough of Laura May. And we were just talking to Elskin Fly, so nice to have you here.
It's very nice to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking your time on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so we're going to do a lot of the usual, right? We'll talk about your influences and where it all started for you and gigging that you may have done and want to do. And
Songwriting. That you may have done and not recorded.
And
all that kind of stuff.
You've got competition because Laura May said she was... producing 60 tracks before Christmas.
Yeah. So she
wow.
better I know, right? She better get going. It reminded me of Magnetic Fields. They have that album 69, I can't remember what it's called.
Tracks.
Yeah, it's not that. But it's for good. Thanks for trying to prompt me into forgetting.
69 tracks before Christmas.
Yeah. Anyway, because there's loads of little songs. They're all a couple of minutes long and it's like a triple album or something. So Laura May, if you're listening, get going.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough Laura May. Elskin's on today.
She is. So we're going to start with a track, aren't we?
We are. What have we got? What have we got? First up, Stu, you're on the machine.
Well, we can do Blue Sky Day or we can do Welcome Home.
All right. Welcome Home, I think. Right. Because I'm going to talk to you about the video for Welcome Home when we come back after the song. Because that's an awesome video, awesome song.
All right, so this is Welcome Home and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Expanding Horizons, Plains FM 96.9.
Yes, you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole, and that was Welcome Home from our guest today, Elskin Fly. And I think, Colin, we better get on the platform.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, my sisters and my brethren, the time.
Right, I was going to ask you, Elskin, my very first question out of the box for you, because it was about Welcome Home, which is a lovely song, right? And when I first watched it on YouTube, I was taken by how much of a lovely song it is. But secondly, what a video, right?
Yeah, it was amazing how everything came together for that. It just all gelled.
It just matched the song so well, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like a gloriously lovely day, and it was just a happy song.
Yeah.
With a happy video with the dancer in it. So how did you kind of come to put all that together?
Well, we started off just visiting the Giant's House in Echoroe there. And
you were just kind of on day trip or something, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
We just went to see it, just as tourists.
Right.
And, I just love the place. They call it the happiest place on earth for a reason, because it's just amazing.
I think someone else has used that line. I'm just saying. I hope Walt Disney's not listening. Anyway, go on, sorry.
And I thought there's this the room where it start, where I'm singing, and that's the room where I thought we'd do most of the recording, and I just imagined probably just me singing there in the first instance. And then we were just scrolling through Facebook one day and saw Jenny, a picture of Jenny Moulin, dancing and advertising that she had dance classes for all ages, and I thought, what if we asked her if she wanted to do a bit of a dance for us in this video? And so I just messaged her on Facebook, and I didn't know her at all, and I said, hey, would you be interested in being in a music video? And sent her the track, and she was like, yeah, definitely. So then we had her on board, and then we found Caleb from Clomount, he was all down for it and brought out a drone, which he doesn't usually operate, but rented for the day, and I can't believe how amazing he worked with that. And we asked the Giant House creator, Josie Martin, if that was all right, and she was down with it. So, yeah, and it all just came together on the day, and there was actually not a lot planned. Everybody just kind of went and did their thing, and yeah, I think it really showcases everyone's work really beautifully.
It definitely highlights the song, right? I mean, it really adds something to this. You know, when you're watching it and you're listening to it at the same time, it's just fantastic, right?
It just gives it that extra meaning and feeling and emotion.
Yeah. So was that your first single that you recorded?
That is my first single that I recorded as Elves Can Fly, yes.
Okay. So I suspect there's a story in this, Stu.
Yes.
Well, using my detective skills, I've noticed when you said, yep, go on.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my first song that I've released. Definitely my first video. I've always wanted to make a music video. This opportunity just came together.
So did you have that in mind? You know, did you say to people, do this, or did they kind of...
No.
They do what they thought and then gave it to you, and did you piece it together, or did someone else...
No, it was the videographer, he's done that all. He's put that all together. I shouldn't say he's done that all. Jenny made up a dance. She choreographed her own dance for the song, and she wasn't... Originally, she was just supposed to do a dance in that room that I talked about that's at the Giant's House, but then... Caleb was like, oh, it's such a beautiful garden, let's go out in the garden. So Jenny was dancing all around this beautiful garden, and it was just this most amazing thing, all caught on camera, and he just edited it and put it all together, and we just couldn't believe the result, really.
It reminded me of, you know, when you get, like, children, and they're out, like, somewhere in the grass, and on a sunny day, they all like to just kind of run around and enjoy themselves, especially at kind of music festivals, right?
Yes.
And you see them dancing in that kind of uninhibited way that children do, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I thought when I was, you know, watching that.
Like freedom.
Yeah, that's right. Hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Unrestrained.
Yes.
So that's your first recording, but you've been... How long have you been kind of playing music, or what's your kind of musical background? As a child, into music?
Yep, as a child, I did have piano lessons, which I did go to. I attended. I loved the idea of playing the piano, but I just wasn't very good at, rehearsing, practicing.
Right, okay.
Whereas my sister was an amazing pianist, and I just love the sound of a piano. And we used to always get together and sing around the piano and stuff, especially Christmas carols at Christmas time. So that was a big influence, of course. We'd sing all the time. My mom and dad always listened to 50s and 60s music, so I grew up with a lot of that in 70s. And they're always on the record player or in the car. Yeah. There was an oldies music station, radio station, that we listened to a lot, and a lot of my influences are from that era.
Who particularly, have you got anyone? I know on your website you mention, is it Joni Mitchell?
Joni Mitchell is one of my absolute
favorite. John Denver on the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
John Denver, yeah. Yep. And then you've got, all the normal ones, the Beatles, Bee Gees, Bread.
Oh, okay.
all sorts.
Anything starting with a B, I'm guessing. Is that right? Only the B end of the alphabet there. So no Cream. Maybe Cream? No Cream. Yeah.
Yep. And I also had uncles that were involved. One played the pedal steel for Michelle Wright, who's a big country artist back home, probably 20 years ago now, in the 90s especially. So he was out touring with them, and we got to see the big concert, and my uncle's playing the pedal steel and that. So, I mean, there was always that knowing that you could go up and do that because you know someone personally that could
so
do
was,
that.
So was that a kind of seminal moment? Like, did a switch go off for you about from, you know, listening to music to going, oh, I'd like to do a bit of that myself?
Yes. Well, actually, I thought I wanted to write a song for Michelle Wright to sing.
Right.
I don't actually remember what that song was about anymore, but I'm okay. sure it was real cheesy.
So you're quite young then at the time?
Oh, yeah, I was about 10. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was about 10. That's when I started writing songs, writing lots of songs and poems, lots of poems as well. But, yeah, so there's that influence of my uncle on the pedal steel. And then I had another uncle that was a songwriter, musician as well, and he's a blues musician back home, Rick Fiennes. And yeah, just knowing that they did it, and then the times that we would see them. We didn't see them too often because they lived a few provinces over, and that's about a 30-hour drive. So we only saw them on every few years or something. But when we did, there was always heaps of music, and it was just really enjoyable. Yeah, and other than that, as my teen years came through, I played a lot, get through some emotional times and difficulties and stuff, and and that just carried on through life, and it's like my little therapist, my guitar. Right.
So you're saying about, you know, poetry and songwriting, so do you consider yourself to be a lyricist or a guitar player? I mean, you play the guitar now, obviously no more piano, but do you like, when you write a song, is it the lyrics that you write and then you tie the music around it, or do you have the tune in your head and then you write the lyrics to it?
Oh, it's a combination of everything. Sometimes okay. I write, sometimes there'll be a phrase, like just the other day, my partner's 5-year-old was walking around and he said, oh, what did he say now? He said, that's just not a never-ending thing. And I was like, that's just not a never-ending thing. And I just, you know, and all of a sudden I was just playing this little tune that was that, and who knows if it'll develop into a song or not. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that just sparks me, some situation or one time I watched a show, Grey's Anatomy, and part of a song came out of that, you know. You know, right. There's all sorts of things that that inspire me. Lots of people's stories as well.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, just when I'm writing a song, sometimes it starts with the guitar. Lots of times it starts with some kind of chord progression in the guitar, and then parts of the chorus usually come out, and then the song builds up around that in general.
We call that the spider in the bucket moment.
That's right. From an artist we had on many years ago talked about seeing the spider in a bucket, didn't he?
Yeah, so he wrote a song about it.
He wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, I'm always conscious, Stu, that we talk too much and don't have enough music. People go, well, I'll listen to you two old blokes.
All right.
Sorry, 30-year-old Stu. Blue Sky Day.
Blue Sky Day, yeah.
Yeah, and if we play Blue Sky Day, Elskine, and then we can come back and... It's an awesome video, and I'd like to hear your background on and that and the song as well,
great.
If that's okay.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. This is Blue Sky Day.
Yeah. a blue sky day. Hey, hey, when I look your way. Hey, hey, when I look your way. It's a blue sky day.
Plains FM 96.9.
And you're expanding horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's Stu and Cole, and that was Blue Sky Day from our guest today, Elskin Fly. Summary, it's cool.
It's great.
Ukulele in that. Now, you've got a favourite song that has a ukulele in it.
Yeah, I do. It's by Tiny Tim. And it's you didn't expect that one, did you? Thought you're going to throw me under the bus on that one, didn't you?
No, pretty sure Lisa Crawley plays a bit of uke.
She does play, yeah. Loneliest Girl in the World.
Right.
It's Awesome by Lisa Crawley on her second album.
Now, when we started
doing... Also like Tiny Tim, I love, you know.
When we started doing this show, we were warned, not today, but way back... in 2016, no in jokes.
Oh, there's nothing in about any, and there's nothing jokey about any of that either. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, no.
So, Elskin, I was going to say, back to you, because it's all about you and not about us two. But for a start, the ukulele in that song is so bright and breezy and lovely, and it matches the video, right? Everyone in it has a story to tell, and success and a win. In that video, right?
Yeah. I'm again really pleased with the outcome of that video for sure. The song was originally recorded quite a few years ago in Auckland at York Studios, one of the last times to record music there before it shifted and broke up and everything else. But anyway, that was written because my best friend and was getting married in Antigua, and I couldn't get there.
Oh wow! In Antigua.
Yeah, in Antigua.
Right.
And of course, I just had a child, and there was no way I was going to make that wedding. And so I wanted to do something really special for her. I wrote that song. And she went to her wedding after just having a big battle with breast cancer, going through all the treatment and everything. And so it had a breast cancer background. And it was her husband that really helped her through that time and everything. And it was just such a beautiful relationship they have. They're wonderful people. And so I thought it would be beautiful to do this song with the breast cancer theme behind it. And again, it all came together so well. The ladies in the video are just amazing people as well. They have an organization, Shocking Pink, that they... help people with breast cancer, because it's a scary world when that comes across, and they create like experiences and get-togethers, and they get together with like-minded people and just try to give them all a voice as such, and they do some amazing things.
So in the video, it looks like a sunny, warm day down by the beach. Is that actually what went on? Or are you creating an illusion to deceive the listener?
I may have been creating an illusion there.
Because I reckon if people got a 4K TV, they might see goosebumps.
They might see the hair standing up on my arm and goosebumps.
The teeth chattering.
It's a little bit.
It's all about the cheat, Colin. Filmmaking, it's all about the cheat.
Is that right? Is
yeah.
it? So where did you record it?
That was at Pines Beach.
Right?
Yeah.
On a cold day.
On a cold
sunny day.
Right at sunrise.
Right.
Yeah.
But it definitely has a good effect, though, because it does look like a sunny, lovely, summery day, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Some good acting going on.
Yeah, that's right.
We were lucky that there wasn't much wind, because had it been windy like it can be there, that could have been a lot more difficult. But, yeah, all those ladies came out in their nice, lovely summer dresses.
Yeah, that's right.
Freezing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. put on a brave face and yeah, did an amazing job. And again, it all just came together. We had some ideas and had some props, and then yeah, it was all busy.
There's a very nice car that's in it as well.
Yes, that belonged to one of the ladies there.
She classic car, down. Right?
Yeah, it was a Datsun.
All right.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you then, because you were just talking about recording that one a long time or some time ago up in Auckland, right, at York Studios, did you say?
Yep.
So I think, you know, before we went on air, you were saying that you've got quite a lot of songs, but you just haven't recorded them. Is that right? So you've kind of got a lot in your bag, but
I've
time dodged. Has been against you.
It has been, yeah. And just finding the right balance of everything. Phil Dublay, who recorded Welcome Home, I've been working with him a lot, and he's wonderful and everything. But it's really hard to get the balance right with everything. With life and kids and all the rest that goes along with that.
Because, I mean, it's not a, you know... when we talk to people who do recording, it's not a just go in there and bang it out and then see you later. It's a whole process. I mean, it's going in, it's quite a thing to get yourself in there, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you've got to kind of timetable your life before you even get in the studio. They've got to know what you're all about.
Yeah.
You've got to know what you're all about.
Exactly.
And then on the backside of it, you want it to sound like it's you, right?
Yes. That's right, yeah. And we've strayed a little bit from that with some recent recordings and stuff. Not to either of our faults. It's just the way it went. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing some more recording very soon. I'm working on Moriwai Beach at the moment. Or Take Me Back to Moriwai is actually the song title.
Right.
But, yeah, which is a song, of course, about that lovely place in Auckland.
Is that something you've recently written? So did you, you know, like over lockdown, we've talked to quite a few artists who've been in here since lockdown, and some were very productive and got lots done, and some were like not productive at all, or, you know, how was it for you?
Yeah, well, we were still working and had the kids at home full time, and that was just, that was quite difficult. I didn't have any more time than usual, maybe even less, because there was no school for the kids or activities for them. So I mean, it was full on, but hey, we made it through it, right?
Yeah, of course.
I did write a song or two in there within that time, but they're works in progress still.
And we've talked to quite a few artists about, you know, when you look back on 2020 and people will possibly write songs about it then, next year.
Mm.
Or, you know, people who've released albums this year will be like, oh, that's such a 2020 album.
Yeah.
You can just tell all the way through it, you know, that there's something about it. And it'll give you something to think about when you're writing your next track, hey?
Yeah.
So... You were saying about recording up in Auckland. So, and where did you record Welcome Home?
That was York Studio.
All right. So, have you recorded down here?
Blues? Right down.
In here in Christchurch, or?
The Welcome Home.
No.
Blue Sky Day.
Blue Sky Day was here in Christchurch, was it?
No, Blue Sky Day was the York one.
I'm getting confused.
Yeah, sorry. Welcome Home was here, and this was
a
very recent recording. Blue Sky Day was recorded a few years ago, 7 years ago, to be exact.
Oh, right.
Yeah, for my friend's wedding. So it's brought back out.
I've been paying attention, just so you know, right?
Yeah.
I'm just
dubious.
Yeah.
Stu will question my attention paying skills later on.
Just letting you go for it.
I know, just let me dig myself a hole. What I was going to ask you then is that going forward, so time really, when you're going to put some stuff together, you're going to bring out more singles, you're thinking about an album, what's kind of in your kind of
Future? Yeah, more singles for sure. Like I said, I'm going to be working on Moriwai, or Take Me Back to Moriwai.
Yep.
And then, I've got about 10 more songs.
So have you spent some time up in Auckland?
That was a different experience.
Don't ask about that.
No,
you should have told me.
That's fine. It was fine. It was probably
Stu's giving me dagger looks. Yeah.
It was probably our first little family holiday for ages.
Oh, right.
And it all worked out really perfectly. I wanted to record this. We were living over on the West Coast, didn't know of any recording facilities over on the West Coast. Forgive me if there are some, but
there's loads.
I certainly
and they'll be phoning
find them.
In very soon. My phone will be going off.
There'll be a shed somewhere.
Someone's got a shed down the back of their property,
probably
with the most up to date standard. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, so it was our first little family holiday away to Auckland, where I got Air New Zealand tickets for $1 each. It was a promotion.
Really?
I did.
$1.
I was lucky. Yeah. But anyway, so we went up there, and I had a prearranged for a half a day block at the recording studio, and they hired out a drummer to come in for the hand drums, and that was just all me with the ukulele and guitar, little pieces of guitar in there, and we just did that all in half a day. Phil and I since then tried to recreate it, but the people that loved that song were really attached to the original, so we just decided to go with the original after all. We thought maybe we'd do an updated version, which I thought was great, but everyone that knew the song at all thought, no, you can't change it. So so I was like, okay, let's go back to that one.
Yeah. There is nothing worse than going to see an artist, and then they, like Bob Dylan, I think, does that, and then they go, what song is he playing? And you're following the really? It doesn't sound like that on the CD I own. You know? People do get attached, though. And I was going to... I'm going to ask you to play a song in a moment, Elskin. And when we come back, I was going to talk to you about playing live and all that kind of stuff. And so have you got a song that you can, you know, maybe take me back to Murawai?
No, it's still a work in progress, isn't it?
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah, so we didn't
be a short song.
We didn't warn you about this, but we've got a little live music sting that we play first.
Oh,
just
cool.
Just so you can get yourself organized.
Sweet.
What are we going to play, though?
What
song are you going to
play?
Oh, Funnel Cloud.
Funnel Cloud. Yeah.
Right. All right. So here we go.
Live, loud, and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Right. So here's Funnel Cloud.
I woke up Tuesday morning to alarms and attitudes, and I was thinking something must have happened since the last time that I talked to you. Well, I went down to the market and had a little lemonade stand. They were selling little bottles of love potion. It was driving everybody mad. You got me right side upside down. You got me spinning all around like a roller coaster off the track and about to hit the ground. You got me right side up. You got me tumbling. Your love, your love, your love, your love, your love, your love's like a funnel cloud. Do 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 do. Well, I brought home the bottle to you, and we went down to the beach, and it flew us to the moon and back, but it didn't fix you and me well. The cicadas, they were singing, and the flax bushes were swaying to the beautiful music of the sand by the sea. You got me right side upside down. Spinning all around like a roller coaster off the track and gotta hit the ground. You got me right side up. You got me tumbling down. Your love, your love, your love, your love, your love, your love's like a funnel cloud. Do 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 do.
Live. music, interviews, and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Oh, I love having live music in studio.
Yeah, it's good stuff, cool. Eh?
So that was Funnel Cloud from Alice in
Wonderland.
How
awesome was that? That's good. It was great. I mean, foot tapping.
Yeah, it's fast.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, that's no, it was gosh. Great, hey? Yeah. Big smile on our face listening to that. It was good fun,
it's good times.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to... Oh, my mic is on. Yeah, okay. Just checking like I did myself.
That's good.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you then about playing live, right? So have you had a lot of opportunity to get out and play live?
I haven't had a lot of opportunity to play live, really. I did do a little live playing with Ashburton Country Music Club of recent. It hasn't been working out that I get to that very often, but it's really lovely that they have a backing band. They're ready to back your playing. And
that's what I was going to ask you, whether you play kind of just solo or whether you have a band with you.
Mostly solo, I have to say, mostly solo. There's only those opportunities when they come along through Country Music Club or the like, where I have a band in the background.
Yeah, and how do you go with that, like having a band? You enjoy that, or...?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, do you?
I wish I could do it more to get more comfortable with it. Like I said, it doesn't happen that often, and it's something that's very hard to organize.
Yeah. Because I was going to... you know that whole, when you were just talking before about recording, you did the recordings and then, you know, they didn't sound like you thought, like you wanted to. And people get quite attached to a song, right?
Yeah.
And they like it a certain way and they're like, this is how the song sounds for me and that's why I like it.
Yes.
And then, so I was going to ask you, you know, when you play, it's interesting that something that you created, other people get very attached to.
Yes.
And they take it on as if, almost as if it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this belongs to you, like you've created it, something about you, a part of you that you've given out to the world that then people take as their own.
Yeah, oh, I love that, though. I love that people can shift it and change it and totally create some other polar opposite meaning to the song, because it's all about, what do you want to say? Like, it's all about letting people feel the emotion of the song and however they're going to feel it. And that's what I love. I love that interaction. I love hearing what my songs make people feel like, or what it reminded them of, or how it reminded them of someone that's passed away, or it's reminded them of their best friend they haven't seen in ages, or there's lots of things like that that my music seems to bring out in people. And I love being that purpose.
Because I was going to say, you know, when you're playing live and you've got the audience and you're doing something and people are just like either singing along because they know it, or they're just like reveling in it, and it's got to make you feel good, right?
Oh, it does.
That's something for that sure. You've given to other people to make them feel good.
Yeah, and I do love that. And I've talked about it before, but it's a funny thing with me. Like, for a long time I've felt really shy, or like I was showing off if I played my music in front of people. And a few years ago someone told me that it was just actually rude not to share my talent with people, and it gave me this new aspect to how I felt about expressing myself in front of people. Because I mean, sometimes those are the deepest thoughts you have and the deepest emotions, and do you really want to share it with a room of strangers? I didn't really, because I felt like I was showing off, and I just felt like I didn't want to be the center of attention or whatever. But when, I can't remember who it was that actually even said that to me, but when they said that, I was like, oh, okay, so it's actually rude of me not to share it, because it's not me, it's a gift that I've been given, kind of thing.
You're a conduit.
So, I mean, that changed my whole idea on showing people my music, basically, or performing in front of people.
Is it difficult to find... We've asked quite a few artists this, haven't we, Sue, about whether it's difficult to find gigs, you know, in the kind of post-COVID Christchurch. I mean, lots of times it was difficult before COVID because the venues closed down, you know, after the earthquakes. And I just wondered if it's, you've had difficulty finding, or just you don't have time, really.
I haven't really had time to look out for much gigs at the moment. But I mean, I'm going to be. It's my focus next year to try to find some folk festivals to sing at.
I was just going to say, you're
really love to do that.
Yeah, folk. When you said the Ashburton Country Music Club, I in my head I had the Christchurch Folk Club as well, which would be a great place. I think that they would.
yeah, I'd really like to connect with some people there. But like I said, I just haven't had enough time in the recent months, but like I definitely have a plan going forward.
Because I can just, you know, like from what we've heard of your stuff so far, I can just see, you know, sitting in a field, listening. I often think of the, like the Selwyn Music Festival or even Sundays in the Park that they used to have here at, you know, in the Botanical Gardens. Perfect, right?
That would be amazing.
Little picnic.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Kids would be running around doing their dancing and you'd be up on stage.
I'd quite like to find a little cafe gig, you know, like once every 2 weeks or something like that. That's just a nice hour during lunch or something. I'd like to find something like that. I haven't searched for it yet, but I'm going to.
That'd be awesome. I'll tell you where it'd be a good spot. Talking of cafes that I like to go to, especially in summer, is the Tai Tapu, the Raspberry Cafe down there.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a nice grassed area out there. Mm-hmm. You'd be perfect on a Sunday afternoon down there.
Nice.
A Sunday sit down.
Even outside the lab in Lincoln, there's a grassed area as well.
There isn't there? Yeah. Perfect for that as well.
Oh, this free advertising we're giving.
We're not trying to organise your gigs or anything.
You were talking about the Selwyn Music Festival, you're talking about Selwyn Sounds, or you're doing another one.
Selwyn Sounds. That's a lovely grassed area there on the Domain.
At the Domain, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's lots around Christchurch. It's just I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where I live, actually, in Southbridge, people know I live out there, there's a couple that do music in their house. Because remember, Rob Joyce was playing
I do music
there.
In my house.
No, I'm not talking about your music. Don't encourage him, Elskin, by laughing, right? You're just encouraging his poor behaviour. No, it was because Rob Joyce was talking about it one day. He was just going out there. Do you remember?
I do.
You're just making that up now to sound good. He doesn't remember it at all. But anyway, I can't remember that. I can't remember the name of it, and so I'm not going to go any more about it. Right, and so just to cover that, have you got another song, Elskin, do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking about playing something a little bit more moody, a little bit slow. It's called Baby Don't Go. This is the one I actually wrote after an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Let's go.
Right, so I'll hit that again.
Live, loud and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
There's a thirst in your eyes, and it never dies, and it worries me so. But you don't realize it starts with a few, but they're never far between, and it changes your mind so easily. Oh, baby, don't go. Don't go there tonight, oh baby, don't go. Stay holding me tight, oh baby, don't go. Baby, don't go, don't go there tonight, oh baby, don't go. Stay holding me tight. It's out of control, and it's out of my reach. It used to be that our love was something easy. It seems unlikely that it's ever gonna change. And if I keep on living my life like this, I might as well be in chains. Oh, baby, don't go. Don't go there tonight, oh baby, don't go. Stay holding me tight, oh baby, don't go. Baby, don't go, don't go there tonight, oh baby, don't go. Stay holding me tight. Something in the water, it makes me see trouble's only getting deeper. getting deeper now. Trouble's only getting deeper, babe. Trouble's only getting deeper now. Trouble's only getting deeper now, baby. Don't go. Don't go there tonight, oh baby, don't go. Stay holding me tight, oh baby, don't go. Baby, don't go, don't go there tonight, oh baby, don't go. Stay holding me tight. Yeah, I need you here tonight. I guess I'm leaving here tonight.
Live on Expanding Horizons, Plains FM 96.9.
Yes, we did the show live every Saturday between 3 and 4, and it's repeated after dark on a Thursday night from 9 until 10. And again, live music, great.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're listening after dark, that is some good listening.
It's baby, yeah. Baby don't go, right? Yeah. Exactly. just double checking.
He was paying attention. Oh, wow. you know how he was bagging me out about it before? Just saying.
Colin's made that mistake before.
I just, and you know what, the other thing I like? What? I didn't finish suddenly.
No, that's right.
It's always people try to trick us by having these sudden ones and then they start again and you're like, I don't know where I'm going.
we'd like to fade out.
Yeah,
the fade out. Transition. And you know what I'm going to say, Cole?
I do, but you say anyway.
It's going to make the spa list.
I thought that about Funnel Cloud. When you played Funnel too. Cloud, right, I was thinking that's going to stew spa list.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Spa list.
Yeah, he should tell you about that.
That's just music I play in the spa.
Because that's a mark of quality, right? That's
a very suiting title.
Because that is an amazing song as well. Yeah, especially
beautiful.
That chorus bit. Oh, it's just like really loving listening to that. That was fantastic.
And we're not just blowing smoke. Well, you're not.
No, I'm not. That is fantastic. Yeah, cool. A big smile on my face listening to that. And it's always great to have someone in the studio who's playing such amazing stuff, right? Mm. And they're just sitting across the desk from you, playing it and singing, and you're like, wow.
Oh,
you know
so
what
much.
I'm saying? So that was awesome.
And it just brings, you know, it brings a lot of recall, lots of memories, I think. As you were saying before, in terms of people interpreting your songs in a certain way, it's...
Yeah, when you get that image in your head from listening to someone's lyrics, and you go, because there's ways you can think to yourself, oh, it's just me who experienced that. And then you hear that and you go, someone else got it as well. you know cool. For better or for worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So awesome. We've talked a lot, Elskin, about you doing recordings. And so I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about your kind of media. People can go to your website, right?
Yes.
And that's some great pictures and a little story on there about you as well. And where can they get your singles? So if someone's sitting at home thinking, hey, I'd really like to purchase those.
Oh, it's just about anywhere. iTunes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Spotify.
All the downloadable.
Yeah, just pretty much all the platforms if you want.
Oh, okay.
Look at Elskin Fly.
And I'm going to ask you, Stu knows what I'm going to ask now. Is that, do you do...
no, I don't. be afraid.
I was going to ask, we are big fans of getting the physical copies, so...
Physical copies that I don't have.
No. So you're not, you're just a digital person?
Yep.
Okay, is it just because it's expensive, right? And then, because, you know, when people come to see you play, when I go to see someone, I always like to take something home.
Well, that's really cool. You know, I would definitely look at it, but, I mean, I've got two singles at the moment, so, you know, if I had a nice album.
Hey, double A side. Just saying.
If I had a album, I would consider it for sure.
Would you be working towards that? I think talked to you about it before, but it's just the time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'd like to put a whole album together. Of course, it takes a lot of time.
Well, I was going to say...
once I get on a roll, though, we'll get there.
And you have got... You mentioned right at the top of the show that you have got quite a lot of songs already.
Yes.
So I guess it's when you record them, do you often think, oh, I should change that a little bit because... Either, you know, I'm a better guitar player than I was when I wrote that, or lyrically I'd like to add something else to it, you know, when you revisit it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they definitely warp and change. And, I mean, that's something that's nice about your own songs because they mean something different even to you than when you wrote them. There's some songs I wrote when I was 19, 20 in there, which I'll bring out again, you know, and it'll be slightly different than what I sang it then. But I mean, I still really connect to those songs, so I still feel like I can bring them to an audience and say, hey, you know.
This is what I was like.
Yeah.
Because I often wonder that, you know, like bands who've had exceptionally long, or artists who've had exceptionally long careers, and they go like, oh, I wrote this back in the 60s. And you know, now I'm 70, it's probably not the same. But they just, you know, you just do it because I guess that's what people expect, right? But, you know, I'm always interested in the stuff you wrote, like you say, when you were 19. And you go, oh, I was maybe a bit naive then, or...
Definitely. Oh, definitely.
You know, well,
and I mean,
some
things I'll never, ever sing again.
Oh, right.
Some things they can just be swept under the rug forgotten about.
Oh, just for yourself, right? Like, you're just like, I wrote that, that was for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
to
yeah.
get through something.
Yeah. And it can just die back there. But but there's, you know, some, like even when you're writing a song, sometimes you come up with something and I'm a real believer that that song will come back out and what do you want to call blossom or will expand if it's worth it, if that makes any sense. Because I mean, sometimes there's something you think is really good and then you hear it a week later when you play it and it's like, not really so wonderful.
And then I'm just going to say, you can put it aside maybe until you think, oh, I can change it into something else.
True.
Or someone else can do something with it.
Yes. Yep.
Because you were talking about your uncle. Oh, it's interesting when you're talking about your uncle playing lap steel. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pedal steel. Sorry, because that's quite a country sound, isn't it?
Yeah. Michelle Wright was very country. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wondered if do you play that?
No. I wish.
Oh right.
But no, I don't play it. No.
Oh, is it difficult to play?
Oh, I actually don't know. I don't know that I've ever tried it, but I mean, it looks difficult to me, and it's very intricate.
You know, oh, right, because I just wondered
usually
if...
usually an intricate kind of person.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
But, yeah.
So we've got time for one more.
One more. Elskin, you got
one
more?
One more?
In
yep.
the kit bag?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, of course I do. What do you got? What is it?
Maybe I will play my new one, Take Me Back to Moody Way.
Cool. All right.
You're going to hear this first here on Expanding
right,
Horizons.
I'll hit that.
Live, loud and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
White and cliffs of gray, a little
but that's the way of the world today. Take me back to Muriwai. Take me back to Muriwai.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM.
So cool.
So cool. Super cool, wasn't it?
Take me back to Muriwai. It made me feel, I mean, I have a, Taylor's Mistake is a special place in my heart. And I got that.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, you know. That's awesome, hey?
That's cool. Very, very cool.
Elves Can Fly, you have been super cool today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's all right.
So have you guys.
That's been great. It's been so wonderful having you in. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
It's flown by as usual.
It has gone really fast, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And so people should
The good thing is, though, we've had five tracks.
Yeah, and that's been awesome.
Which has been good, right?
And I really, like Funnel Cloud, I really loved that song,
great.
I'm just saying.
Make it.
You make another single, I'm just saying.
It's making your dance on the bed list.
Yeah, dance on the bed. That's right. Around the kitchen list.
Yeah.
No, that's superb. And I'm just going to quickly say, elskenfly.com. Right, yep, check it out and get on there and purchase those two singles and get this lady.
You can probably find it via your Facebook page as well.
Yeah, do all that. And we hope to hear some another single and some wonderful videos to come, hey.
And come back some
stuff. Yeah.
Please come back.
Come back next year sometime.
Please come back.
I'd love to.
That'd be awesome, right? Yeah. And have a catch up about what you've been doing.
Yeah.
So it's been really great, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, we need to fly.
We do.
Did you like that?
Yeah, not so much.
Son of the Firebird are at a private function tonight.
Oh, right. Doing their business.
They were at the Geraldine races today, but you've missed them.
Yeah. All right.
With the,
no worries.
All right. And it's about time we got up.
Got down.
And got outside, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.